Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. This week I have an email from a guy who would like to get his ex-girlfriend back. And he says, I believe that I want to get my ex-girlfriend back. So my first question is, you believe that you want her back or you really do want her back? Because if you really did want her back, you would say, you know, I'm in love with her, I miss her, I can't live without her, she's the one, I want her back, what can I do? But you didn't say that. You said, I believe. So that's almost like saying, well, I believe I want fish for dinner, which sounds like, you know, you might also want chicken for dinner. So I just wanted to point out the fact that you did use the word believe. So they started dating, and then he had to move across the country to another state. And about, well, less than a year after that, then she moved to the other state to live with him. And that's something I do not recommend unless you're engaged, and you're going to see in a minute why. So they lived together for a few months, and then apparently something happened, and they broke up for about a week, and she ended up moving out at his request. Then they got back together. And a few months after that, they broke up again. He said, it's my fault. I really don't know why I did that. Well, I think if you think about it, you'll be able to figure out why you did that. You don't just break up with people for no reason. It's like, oh, I think I'll break up with my living girlfriend or my girlfriend in general. I'm sure there's a reason. You just need to think about it, be a little bit more introspective. But they got together again after a few weeks. Few more months go by, and guess what happened? Yes, you're absolutely right. They broke up again. So this is the very definition of drama. On again, off again, on again, off again. It's not supposed to be this hard. This is not how it should go. And this is exactly why I tell women that they do not move to another state or another city to live with someone, especially after knowing them for less than a year, unless they're engaged. Because who wants to keep moving back and forth? Who wants to move out after you've moved in and across the state? So, and also she's in her 30s, and she needs to decide if she wants children. Does she want to be in an on-again, off-again relationship? Because this isn't very stable. And that's another thing, is that if you want children and you're a woman in your 30s, then you need to make a more logical decision as to who you choose to date instead of just following chemistry and attraction. Those are all great, but you're going to end up wasting a lot of time if it's only based on chemistry and attraction and you don't look at other things, because there's obviously something going on here for three breakups in less than a year. And so now they are broken up for good. And he concludes with, we went through a lot. I'm not the most attentive guy. So I'm not sure what that means. I don't know if that means that you weren't paying enough attention to her and she felt neglected. And so then maybe she would nag you and then you would get upset and you'd break up with her. I don't know. But obviously something isn't working with the two of you. It might be something you're doing. It might be something she's doing. But I suspect it's the combination of the two of you. Maybe you're both great people. You probably are. But you're just not great together. So after three breakups and the fact that she is in her mid-30s and she probably does want a family and children, and also because you use the word believe, my recommendation is that you just leave it alone. It's not working. You've already tried three times. What makes you think it's going to work a fourth time? If you really care about her, honestly, just leave her alone. It's not going to work. And take the lessons you've learned from it and make sure that you don't bring it into your next relationship and just start over with someone else. So if you have any questions or comments about this podcast or any questions in general about love, dating, or relationships, you can contact me at my website, theartoflove.net. I am also available for private coaching. You can ask me about that. If you're listening to this on iTunes, please be sure to rate and review the podcast. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.